cares for a girl's health. She nudged me again with the saber, drawing my attention back to her. Besides, you're here for 2 more weeks. I'll wait at least until the new year to finish you off. Wonderful. I shall eagerly await my demise. I adjusted my grip on my own blade, lightly bouncing the hilt in my palm, gaze drifting to the gray world outside the windows. Bundled up shoppers passed the faintly fogged window as the first fat snowflakes began to fall from the afternoon sky. My afternoons with Leona at the Artemis Club had become a respite from my worries of the last few months. The increasingly peculiar situations in which Mr. Owen had gotten me ensnared, my multiple brushes with death, the fact that I'd fallen in love with a witch who possessed an uncanny ability to hear my thoughts. Dreadful thing, love. Of course, my indecision put a quick end to that short-lived romance. So, when Mr. Owen informed me that we would be spending Christmas in Oxford to attend the annual gathering of his antiquarian society, I leapt at the chance to escape the doldrums of my life and nurse my aching heart. Unfortunately, the trip had the opposite effect, for Mr. Owen's antiquarian friends had been taking up more and more of my time with each passing day, thanks to Howard Carter's recent discovery of a new tomb in the Valley of the Kings. Egyptology, and consequently, my ability to read both hieratic and demotic scripts had kept us quite busy since arriving in town. Leona nudged me again. Where'd you go? What do you mean, where did I go? I'm right here. She frowned, pursing her lips, and gestured vaguely at my chest. Your body is standing there, but your head has been elsewhere all day. She tapped the side of my mask with her forefingers. It's no wonder you lost the match. You're distracted, and it's left you flat on your back twice now. I'm fine, I huffed, swatting away her fingers. My breath uncharacteristically ragged as I tugged off my own mesh mask, gulping in the warm, damp air. And as much as I would love to let you beat me again, I'm late as it is. Another dinner with the antiquarians. Mr. Owen will be terribly cross with me if I don't show myself. Leona laughed merrily, taking a challenging step closer. The Ruby Vaughn I knew never lost, nor did she worry about being late for a fusty supper full of conversation with men old enough to be her grandfather. Come on, once more for old time's sake. I'll buy you a drink after. It was tempting, to be certain. But I loved Mr. Owen. Far more than I ought, considering the messes he'd gotten me into. I'd love to, truly, but I can't. I've been busy with the antiquarians from the moment I arrived here in Oxford. You would not believe the things they've pulled out of their moldering attics for me to examine. I do not know how you stomach it day in and out at the museum. I laugh, placing my saber beneath my arm as I fiddled with the fastenings on my jacket. It was unbearably hot in here, as if someone hadn't bothered to turn down the radiators. I fanned my neck with my glove as another irritating bead of sweat found its way between my breasts. She grinned. Welcome to my life. I swear for the last 2 months I have been mostly living at the museum. Poor Annabelle must feel like she's a queen, living by herself in our little flat, with no roommate to bother with. It's enough to make me wish Howard Carter had never gone to Egypt at all. Let that poor soul rest in peace and not be subjected to all this, her hand flung out to the side. But you're happy working at the museum, truly? You never speak of your work in your letters. There was an odd flicker in Leona's smile. Of course. And to finally be respected, treated as an equal to the male scholars there. It's a heady thing, Ruby. I truly recommend it. I smiled back at her, brushing the sweaty curls from my face. It was rapidly growing dark as the sun sank low in the December sky, casting long dramatic shadows across the herringbone floor. Mr. Owen had likely already arrived at our host's home and begun holding court around the fire with a bottle of scotch, if I knew him. A ripple of nervous silence spread across the room like waves surging upon the shore. I turned to see the source of the...